Welcome back to the show. 8:26 on a Friday here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. Been looking forward to this. Should remind people that it's Mike Rothstein filling in for Sam Webb today. Sam is out on some personal stuff, so we appreciate Mike filling in. I've been looking forward to this segment pretty much all week because I set this up last week at one of the basketball games last week. Can't remember, I guess the Illinois game maybe. But it's the last week on the job for Athletic Director Bill Martin, and a lot of things have changed over on the South Campus over out around the stadiums and the arenas and the facilities over there. And if you've spent any time here in the last 10 years or so, you would have seen the changes that have gone on in the Michigan Athletic Department and the man that's led the department, Bill Martin. Mr. Martin, appreciate you joining us this morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Ira. Great to be with you and Mike.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, and I just want to, I'll jump right in. As I mentioned, a lot has changed down there over on the athletic campus. When you came into the job and compare it to where things are now, I guess, how different really are things?
Well, obviously, physically, you can see the changes that we've made in the campus and transformed it over the last decade. And as I told Mike when he actually came in to see me and chat, I think yesterday it was, I said, you know, you have to play the cards that are dealt to you when you come into any new position. And when I first came to Michigan, actually 10 years ago exactly yesterday, one of the first things we did was do a hire an outside firm to do a deficiency study to evaluate each of our facilities for our sports. I think people could go around and see that we hadn't touched them significantly in some time. That report ended up showing us what we needed to do sport by sport to bring our facilities not only up to current standards competitively, but in terms of safety and standard for our fans. And so then it was a matter of taking that blueprint, turning around the department financially, because I think, as you know, we get absolutely no support from the university. We pay retail for all our scholarships, and actually we're the biggest customer of the university. I always like to say in a lot of my speeches, I'm the biggest dad that has a bunch of kids attending the university. And when I started, tuition was $6 million. Today it's $14 million for all our 325 scholarships that we have. So, yeah, there's a lot of changes that have taken place over the last decade physically. As I leave, I'm going to think more in terms of the team of that we have at leadership here at Michigan Athletics and what they've done to make this happen. And these are folks that you probably don't know. You might recognize the names, but they've done such a heck of a job for us. And I'm so pleased with their work and their support. You know, Mike Stevenson, for instance, been here 40 years, can just do anything and does do everything. Jason Winters, our chief financial officer, Bitsy Ritt, who was our former women's tennis coach, and now she's a senior associate athletic director, and she actually runs 22 out of our 25 sports. So I could go on and on about our team here, but they've done a great job for us. And so I'll leave thinking as much about the team we have in place. They're great people, and they've done a great job making certain that we've updated these facilities.
Kind of following up on that, and you know, we talked a lot yesterday about your legacy and things of that, and people will be able to read that Sunday at AnnArbor.com. But what for you, is there any sentimentalism to this week?
Well, yeah, it's, you always have mixed emotions because I'm gonna miss the people. The routine here is fun. I said to you yesterday, being athletic director at Michigan or any other place, and it's not a job. It's a way of life. It's 7 by 24. You're on call all the time. It drags you down at times, but I love the energy you get from being around student athletes. They're such high performers. They energize you, and so I will miss that. But now I'll become just a fan, and I'll have to call in the morning. Complain like the rest of the people about what's happening down on State Street.
Well, your calls are always welcome here in the mornings. And I have to ask, in the 10 years you've been as athletic director, anything that maybe when you went in that completely surprised you as it came up during that 10 years?
You know, just at the beginning, I think I was a little bit surprised by the multitude of the challenges that we faced, that we had to overcome. I certainly knew about the financial challenges, but there were, you know, internal issues that had to be dealt with that you just can't fix overnight, that take a while to deal with. But other than that, no, not really. I think we all have to really recognize and feel good about the fact that we're in such an incredibly strong conference today with the Big Ten. And one of my good buddies that I've gotten to know really well over this decade has been Jim Delaney, our commissioner. And I don't think there's a brighter guy in college athletics than Jim. And he is the father, truly, of the Big Ten Network. At the time our ABC-ESPN contract was coming up, we had several options. We could simply re-up everything with ESPN at a much higher dollar number, but Jim convinced us, let's take a look at forming our own 7x24 network, and he brought us all along and did a wonderful job, and that has contributed to the financial stability of all of the 11 schools in our conference. One thing that I feel so good about is that today, going forward, we have financial stability here at the athletic department. We will never, as far as I can see into the future, ever require any funding from the university itself. Matter of fact, we're very proud of the fact that we're able to contribute a couple of million dollars a year for need-based financial aid for general students to the university. So I like to say that money flows uphill from the athletic department to the central campus.
Bill, you hit on some of the Big Ten stuff right there, and as you do leave your post, how do you feel about potential Big Ten expansion and where that might go and what that might mean for the league and for Michigan?
Sure. I really think it's a challenge to play, have a league with only 11 teams. The odd number does not work. I am totally supportive of going to 12. Beyond that, up 14, 16, that's going to be up to the chancellors and the presidents ultimately to make that decision. But just take a look at football, for instance. With us only playing 8 conference games, it's Russian roulette who you don't play in any one year, which can determine the Big Ten championship. And the championship, in my mind, is a little bit devalued from the fact that we don't play a total round robin. For the last 5-6 years, every year I've tried to move the ADs in the conference to playing one more conference game. And I've come close a couple times, but I just haven't been able to do it because I know our fans would rather see us play appear in our own conference than another school. And with where the economics are going today, with the guarantees you have to pay other schools to come in, it's getting to the point where it makes more sense even financially to pay to play our peers in the conference. So it's I truly support it. Who it's going to be, that's going to be another matter. You hear all the speculation. I listen to it. I kind of smile when I hear what everybody's talking about. But don't underestimate Delaney. This guy, he really knows what he's doing, and his motor runs 7x24, and I think it'll be fun to watch the Big Ten over the next couple of years to see which direction we really do go.
Kind of following on that just for a second, what school would you want to see?
Oh, well, you know, I'm not going to go there, guys. You know, I think it has to make sense academically, first and foremost. Is it a peer institution of ours? And I know one of the things that the chancellors and the presidents always look at is a potential member of our conference a member of the American Association of Universities? This is the top 50, 55 schools in the country that are strong academic and research institutions. Now, there are other institutions that may not be members that kind of fit our profile, but I know we're very, very sensitive to that fact. So I think that would play in a decision-making. Geography, I think, is a compelling factor also. I mean, you hear the talk about playing further out west and bringing a team into the conference from maybe Texas area or the East Coast. I mean, transportation and then the cost, it's a reality, because you're talking about not just football and basketball. You know, with us, we've got 25 sports. Even as it is now, think of Minnesota having to travel to Penn State or Iowa having to travel to Penn State. I mean, there's a lot of costs there. And this weekend, ironically, in college hockey, I believe it's Western Michigan has to travel to Alaska.
Correct.
I mean, that's massive expenditure, and Western can't afford it, and actually, Alaska is underwriting that cost to have them come up.
You bring up the cost and whatnot. In the last couple of years, as the economy has really taken a turn, how has that affected the athletic department?
Well, what we have in place are long-term contracts that have guaranteed that many of our major revenue streams will not be diminished. I'm talking specifically about our new 20-year contract with the Big Ten Network. We generate somewhere between $6.5 million and $7 million a year from that one source alone, and that isn't going to go away. We have a new Adidas contract that is just wonderful, and that's a long-term 10- or 12-year deal, so that's not going anyplace. And then thirdly, we have a new deal with a new contract with IMG, which handles our corporate sponsorship rights, and that's another long-term contract. So I feel very good about those programs. Obviously, you've seen in the sports world a decrease in attendance reflecting a downturn in the economy. We haven't seen that yet in football and basketball, but I think that, you know, we have to always be sensitive to that. That's one reason this past year we lowered ticket prices for football, even though we probably didn't have to, but we felt it was the wise thing to do and to show our fans that we recognize that some of them may have challenges in today's economic situation. But, you know, there's where the sensitivity is, I believe. What's going to happen in the future with respect to attendance?
One more thing for Bill Martin, our guest here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. Bill, over the last anything over the last that's happened over the last few years, you know, during the 10-year time, in fact, you know, maybe whether it was coaching searches or anything else, that there may be some misconceptions out there. Would you like to set the record straight?
I don't. You know, I don't follow in the newspapers, so I don't know what misconceptions there may be out there. In any coaches' searches that we've done, we've followed a very strict protocol. Michigan is a national institution. We've got absolutely great fans, and that's one thing I'd like to say to all your fans who are listening is thank you, thank you, thank you. I really appreciate your support and your passion for Michigan athletics, and I'll be joining you very quickly. There's nothing I need to set straight. We've followed clearly proper protocols that we've developed for doing national coaching searches. We're a national institution. We have to recruit nationally. And I'm very proud of our record in that respect. So, no.
Thank you very much, Bill. We appreciate your time. Enjoy your last few days on the job as athletic director, and we'll see you at the game on Sunday. And then good luck. We'll enjoy having you on our side as a bunch of fans.
Okay, thanks so much for everything you do for Michigan athletics, Ira.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Take care, Bill. And go Blue, guys.
All right, Bill Martin, his last weekday on the job. He's going to finish out, Mike, I guess he's going to work through Sunday when David Brennan takes over on Monday. But so he'll be out in athletic director role one more game Sunday, Michigan State up at the Breslin Center. So
it's an interesting place to end your tenure, for sure.
It is. We're going to talk a little gymnastics on the side. We'll get back to Michigan football and some other things. We'll reaction to what we just heard from Bill Martin as well. On the other side of the break, Coach Bev Plocky will be with us right here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.